Blackstone Publishing presents River Sing Out, a novel by James Wade. This book is read by Roger Clark. For Coy and Dorinda, in memory of Peggy Hageman. Prologue. In an age far removed from the age of men, the world was yet unsettled, and the land drifted over top the sea. And beneath the soil, ancient lithospheric complexes of rock collided and pulled apart and collided again. Mountains did emerge, oceans rising and falling away, and steam erupted from the bowels of the earth where great fires burned in that inner furnace. And always they had burned, since the first whit of calcium came spilling forth from the cosmos, fleeing the last gasps of dying stars, abandoning its elemental hosts so that a new form might come barreling into existence. An astronomical explosion passing through the vestiges of forgotten galaxies, gathering to it allochthonous minerals and energies ripe for creation. And in that great long ago, we were all of us water creatures, and such truth held within us for millennia as we did gather and pool along the sea. And as the rivers reached out across the dry world, we followed, never straying too far from the flowing life what created us. For the world we know now is a world receded. The very ground upon which we stand is a borrowed commodity, loaned to us by the ocean and its tides. The ebb and flow of earth and all its creatures, brought about by the shadows of moons and the dust of stars, the consequence of elemental warfare on celestial plains. Thick deposits of marine salt were drowned by the growing coastal waters in their waves of green, silt to sand to swamp. Marshlands and hardwood forests spread north from the widening gulf, 900 miles from the great ocean to the east. And there the yellow pines made their last stand against the desert valleys and jagged uplifts. And there, in such climate, all their own, the forests grew and thrived and covered the country in deep, impassioned glories of green, eclipsing the horizon.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?